that we're ready to start. I call the meeting to order and ask the secretary to do the roll call and ask if anybody has a pen I could borrow.
Just for the heck of it, when you start the recording, you should say,
this is the LSB meeting. Okay, this is the LSB meeting, February 8th, 2014, and we're in session. What? KPFA. And KPFA. And KFCF. Okay. Mr. Secretary. Thank you.
Okay. We're here. Many of us not. Let's find out. So I'm going to go through the roll. Alderson, I am here. Basheman?
Present.
Basheman is here. Bernstein?
Here.
Bernstein is here. Edwards-Tiekert? Edwards-Tiekert is not here. Urkula?
Here.
Urkula is here. Fuentes? Fuentes is not here. Gans? Gans is not here. Goldmacher?
Here.
Goldmacher is here. Goen?
Here.
Goen is here. Hernandez is not here. Johnson. Johnson is not here. Coburn. Coburn is not here. Kurzweil. Kurzweil is not here. Moore. Moore is not here. Morgan. Morgan is here. Pritchett. Pritchett is not here. Sanders. Sanders is here. Sawyer.
Here.
Sawyer is here. Sterling.
Here.
Sterling is here. Tao Nichols.
Here.
Tao Nichols is here. Travis.
Here.
Travis is here. Welsh.
Here.
Welsh is here. Whipperman.
Here.
Whipperman is here. White. White is not here. Wilkinson. And Wilkinson is not here. That's 11 present and, 14 present and 11 absent. That meets the quorum of 13. So we have a quorum. And I move that all absent members be excused.
Moved and seconded on the absent members being excused. On discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that passes. We have the agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay.
It's been pointed out to me, and I apologize for this, that we're lacking an item for announcements. I believe we usually make announcements as item number 6, so I would propose that we add, that is to follow public comments. So I would propose, 5A or 5.5.
David.
Yes. I'm going to have to leave the meeting before 1 o'clock. And I had put on the agenda the item about the program council. And what I would like to recommend is, first of all, because I'm not going to be here, but second of all, because a lot of people are not here, that's an important discussion, that the program council item be put off to a later meeting.
All right. Is there a second to that proposal to a change to the agenda? Okay, so that's an amendment. So let's vote on the amendment to the agenda first. All those in favor of postponing the program council discussion to a later meeting, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Fine, it's done. Now,
could I say one more thing on that? on the the minutes is a different item.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. I'll wait for that.
So I have a question about the agenda as well. I submitted a proposal that I don't see listed here in the discussion of the viewing of the film and the facilitated discussion. it could be considered part of the discussion of the town hall communities of color, but it's really not.
I think actually it's the first item under old business A, which is above the thing that says special order of business, where it's addressing racism at KPFA. It'll be included in there. Is that okay?
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. All those in favor of accepting the agenda as it is now, please signify by saying aye. Oh, did you have something else? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think I saw my email.
Just really brief. I think I saw by email that Richard may not be here today, so will there be or not an IGM report?
There will not.
There will not? Okay. Because it's on the agenda now.
Yeah. It won't. It'll be quick. Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved. Minutes. Oh, I didn't bring my copy. Why don't we give people time? Has everybody read the minutes? Okay, so why don't we have a little time to read the minutes?
Thank you.
Does everybody have minutes? Okay. Johnson arrived. Look up when they're ready so I can get a sense of when. If there's no objection, we'll have David speak to the minutes.
Thank you. First, I have two items on here. According to my notes, not to say my notes are perfect, but according to my notes, I thought we had decided that the showing of the Cracking the Code movie would take place at the March meeting. That was my understanding, but I could be wrong.
I think you're wrong. I think there was kind of a consensus of the meeting, but and in fact, my understanding is that there was no motion on the floor until like 4 o'clock, that it was a proposal that was being discussed that people were generally favorable to, but we didn't actually vote within the time of the meeting. But I think we'll get to that pretty quickly once we get to item A in old business.
Okay, and my second item was where it says that I had requested that the Pacifica Executive Director come to the LSB, and it says here the item was withdrawn upon clarification that the executive director is always invited. Well, I didn't withdraw it, and there was a clarification that the executive director is always invited, but that wasn't the intent of my motion. My intent of my motion was that we specifically and urgently invite the executive director to come talk to us about issues involving Pacifica, and that this be not a routine invitation, but an urgent invitation.
All right, now we're on. So we're on the discussion of the minutes. It probably was not voted on, since whether or not it was withdrawn, and so. But we can correct the minutes and just say. Delete the withdrawn by author, and just say that I think that you should say that David indicated that he wanted a special invitation made to Pacifica, and just put it in like that. Is that okay?
Do you want to give us a number of where?
Yeah,
where
I'm.
Oh, that's on the last page. It's old business C.
16C?
No.
12D.
Or 12.
It's page 2, it's item 12. Okay.
David, which is it?
That particular one was page 2, item 12.
Okay, page 2, item 2. 12. All right. Yes. This is not a discussion on what the procedures are. This is a discussion on what the minutes say about last meeting. So any other corrections on the minutes? Yes, Paula. Wait a minute. Microphone.
Okay. Yeah, Ramon Cairo is like Cairo, C-A-I-R-O. He's like being harassed like the Huey Newton was. He's in the Brown Beret, was an ex-gang member. He's 30 years old.
Where are you?
That's number 12A announcement.
Okay.
Anyway. Cairo. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a spelling correction.
Yeah, that's
okay. Any other corrections to the minutes as written?
So I just want to make sure I have this amendment about requesting the executive director to come to the meeting. I would just delete that last sentence, but if
yes.
Is that okay if we just delete the sentence?
Is that David, that's your call. He's asking you.
The sentence that begins with, latter item withdrawn. Is that okay? Because then it would stand, and then I think we should probably figure out a way to, move on that.
Okay. All those in favor of the minutes as corrected, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Public comments. Do we have people ready today? Okay.
I think I'm the only person on the list. Yeah.
Okay. You need the microphone, and you need to announce yourself. Thank you.
Good morning.
It's not on.
It's on. Hello. No.
Yes.
Yes. My name is Kathy Horsley, and I'm a listener, member, and a pretty active volunteer with the Outreach Committee. When I finally get up enough courage to come before you, I'm disappointed that there are so many people not here, but I will come again, and I want to leave my ideas with you in written form as well. The idea has been germinating, and I've been ruminating for a couple years, and I am inviting you to think with me about the prospect of starting a KPFA family community chorus.
Chorus.
Chorus. Mm-hmm. singing together. I see it as a multi-generational, multi-race, multi-language, et cetera, et cetera, gathering of folks to sing their hearts out about the kind of change that they'd like to see in society. And I got really motivated to be here today after paying a lot of attention to the honoring of Pete Seeger during the last week. And several of the programs this week have been playing a documentary about Pete Seeger, in which I heard him describe how at one point in American history, the music that was out there, the folk music, really wasn't resonating any longer, that it wasn't activating the base to come out and take action. And he said, I realized we needed new forms of music. Well, that's what Pete Seeger then proceeded to do. I believe that we're at another point in our history where we need new music, new lyrics. We need to popularize messages about ways to care for each other and for the earth. Move a little bit away from struggle and protest songs. I think we'd have to include some of the oldies that are so beloved, civil rights songs, labor songs, anti-war songs, etc. But I see this as an opportunity to solicit or commission or invite pro bono writing of new music, new lyrics. And I know there are entities in the area, that fund collaborations between young artists and nonprofits. So anyway, I've got 20 seconds. I'm wanting you all to think about this with me. I think the idea furthers part of KPFA's mission statement about culture, and they specifically mention, I mean, the mission mentions choral groups. So I was just shouting when I saw that specifically mentioned. So I'll leave you with this written proposal. Time. Thank you very much. I've talked to Richard about it.
Let me just, for the record, indicate that a lot of people aren't here. Several people are at the national board meeting in Washington, D.C., and several people are quite sick. Mark Hernandez, by the way, is very sick, is in and out of an induced coma in the hospital, and also Tanya Russell, who is somebody who was on the board but had to get off because she, of her illness, has and was in remission, has now gotten deeply ill again, and we're very sorry. Tanya Russell, yeah. Okay. Announcements. Frank.
How y'all doing? The apprenticeship program is still accepting applications. The deadline is still March 14th. I just like last time, I forgot to bring the flyers with me, but the break, I am going to run and get the flyers this time and hand them out. If anybody wants to take them out to where they hang out, where there might be people that might be interested, you can leave them laying around on the bulletin board or wherever they put public information. And, you know, I noticed on the last one, the last announcements, that Andrea Pritchett did an announcement about the Operation San Jose. Should I do that for her now because I'm part of it? So Operation San Jose people have been meeting regularly. We got a letter out to the staff. There was a little mix-up about when it got mailed out, but the staff has now seen the email. I'm not going off the notes, so let me go off the top of my head here. We got John Hamilton from the news, has agreed to come as a news department representative. Pedro Reyes from Setting the Standard and La Onda Bajita is coming. And we're still looking for any other programmers out there that want to travel to San Jose for that meeting. It's still February 18th. It's a Tuesday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. And we have got a lot of confirmations from the groups that we've reached out to. It's really, I feel like it's really building up pretty good. It's looking really good. A couple of the apprentices are going, and myself, and we're going to distribute stuff there, even though it's really far away. Maybe someone will travel. And I think that's about it. It's looking really good for Operation San Jose. And anybody around the station, if any programmers that you know might be interested, I'm just looking at you because you know people. So if anybody wants to go, anybody that hears this, it's February 18th. We're looking for more programmers to go, especially from music department.
Sylvia?
Cynthia?
Cynthia,
Let's let me go out during the break and get some cards for Tanya and Mark, because that sounds serious. I read in the paper 200 people have died from the flu in California. At any rate, briefly, I won't announce all the papers I put down there, and oddly enough, I didn't put the paper I was going to announce, which is about one of our esteemed programmers. Walter Turner is going to talk about Cuba. On February 28th, which is a Friday or Saturday, I forget. And so please might make a note of that, any of you, especially those of you who have a heart for Cuba. And I want to commend Kathy and Frank for their great ideas. Any of us who were at the Pete Seeger thing at Freight and Salvage, 500 people in the street, et cetera, we're going to be showing the power of song, which shows how significant he was, I'm sure, as you all know. During the blacklisting, he talked to children and created at least partially the 60s reaction. So maybe some of those people with new forms of music can go to the schools, et cetera, and tell them about Pacifica KPFA. So thanks.
Paula.
Frank said that he would give any of us here a little tour of the station after 4 o'clock. Because I don't really know the station that well, and so if anybody else wants to go, we're on at 4 o'clock. The other thing was that I got woken up by the Olympics this morning at 5 o'clock or so. 55 years ago, I did some ski jumping, and I did ice hockey, and I was the only girl. And the Olympics now has a women's ski jumping team, the first time allowed into the Olympics. And anyway, I'm just upset because the United States beat Finland in the women's ice hockey.
Excuse me. I have an announcement. On February 11th, this coming Tuesday, there's going to be a hearing of the public safety committees of both the State Assembly and the Senate on solitary confinement and prison policies. And there'll be a rally outside of the Capitol building in Sacramento that begins at 9:30. Or at 9, and then the hearings start shortly after that. And there is carpooling and buses available. I think carpooling available from the MacArthur BART station at 7 a.m. But if you're interested, you can go to www.prisonhungerstrikesolidarity.wordpress.com. Ramses.
All right. Good morning, everyone. The announcement I want to make is about coming up on February 15th. There will be a Fruitvale Village, Fruitvale BART station. There's going to be a kickoff event for a minimum wage campaign for the city of Oakland to raise the minimum wage to $12.25 an hour, which would make it the highest minimum wage, I think, at this point in the whole country. At 12:25, this is coming off a lot of like the Fight for 15 that a lot of folks have heard about nationwide, and just a lot of organizing by labor and community groups to lift the minimum wage in many communities around the country, including like SeaTac near Seattle, where they just raised it to $15 in a particular city region there. So, but that one's like a living wage, right? So it's not a full minimum wage where every single person goes up. So 9:30 a.m., Fruitvale Village, February 15th is a Saturday. That's when the rally starts. And then from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., people can go out and start collecting signatures. So this is a ballot measure in Oakland that needs about 25,000 valid signatures. So that means that we're looking to get up to 50,000 people assigned just to make sure it's solid and on the ballot. And then in November, people can vote to raise the minimum wage in Oakland. And I think it's important that this happens in that city because then other cities will try to follow along and try to do the same in other parts of the country. So that's what a lot of people are hoping for. So I hope you can come out and anyone that you can get.
David.
Yeah, I wanted to announce that on Thursday, the 13th of February, at 3 o'clock at the Oakland State Building, there's going to be a rally demanding that the Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris, prosecute police officers who kill youth in particular. And this is being organized by the Justice for Alan Bluford Coalition, and other families are going to be represented and be there. So that's 3 o'clock on Thursday, the 13th, at the Oakland State Building on Clay Street. Thank you.
Samsara.
I'd like to announce that tomorrow, Sunday the 9th, there is going, well, it's part of the ongoing Green Sunday presentations that the Alameda County Green Party puts on every second Sunday of the month. But our meeting this Sunday is going to specifically focus on issues affecting the city of Oakland. Don McClay, who has run for mayor twice in Oakland as a Green Party person, has put together a group and the goal is to hopefully have an open and fluent discussion regarding all the issues that are affecting our dear city of Oakland and to put forward some visions for the future, gearing up for the next election and wanting progressive voices of all stripes to have a place to have a more united front and have a hopeful vision for how things can be in Oakland. So that's going to be tomorrow and starts at 5 o'clock.
Where is it?
At the Nebel Proctor Library on Telegraph Avenue.
Okay. Any other announcements? I see none. Okay. Thank you, everybody. So now we have the very speedy interim general manager report. Zip, zip. Treasurer's report.
That came fast.
My God. Might we get out early?
Okay. First of all, I should give you this one little note that we always do. Just you can make a note of it. The bank balance currently is $65,000. We have accounts payable, which will be being paid over the next few days, of $16,000. And, of course, this does not include the money that we've been raising currently. So pretty soon the bank balance is going to go way up. That's that little fact. Now, what I have here is really going to be also relevant for the discussion of the budget. So I'm not quite sure whether we want to take the time to go through this. This is, I should just pass it out. It's a statement comparing the budget from last year to what we actually raised and spent. Here, give me a few more to go the other way.
Oh, yeah.
I've got only, all right. And we had a statement like this last time, but it was all the data wasn't in. And I think there's probably some data that still needs to be added because we have had such a chaotic financial scene, not only for KPFA but Pacifica because of all the staff changes and the lack of reporting and the investigation that has been going on of all the accounting records in the finance, in the national office. In any case, these are the best statements that we can deal with. And this shows where, Frank, maybe somebody pass one back to me. I didn't keep one for myself. It compares what we budgeted to what actually happened, you'll see, as you look through here. And there are different points of view about the budget, about having a budget. Some people, traditionally in accounting, it's a guide. It is not a contract for which if you break it, you're thrown in jail. There are people who like to look at our budgets as though it's an enormous sin if we don't accomplish what we said we were going to. Of course, we need to have budgets that are realistic. And in all the period of budget preparation, the business manager and the general manager have a template that is in the accounting software computer system, which takes into account years past what was estimated in various categories and what was accomplished. And they look at this historical data in order to make the new budget that we're going to be working on in the next few months. And so personally, I've been in situations where mid-year you might revise the budget. There hasn't really been that kind of concentration in the last 3 years that I've been doing the treasurer work here of having a mid-year review where you actually might revise a budget because you see that it isn't working out the way you thought it was going to. And it's not necessarily because you're spending more. You might be spending less. You might be raising more or raising less. In any case, so these things, if you look at this, this is a very abbreviated summary. It doesn't give the month by month. Yeah, and the last column on the right is the differences, whether we've made more or less than we thought or spent more or less than we thought. In any case, these are things that we should look at once we start the discussion about what you want to do, what you think KPFA should spend its money on next year. And that's the kind of discussion we wanted to have later in this agenda. So I don't have any other financial report to report to you right now, but we'll refer to this document and another little chart thing that later.
Are there any questions? Craig.
Barbara, at the very top of the first, well, the middle column, it says surplus, and I'm just wondering where that comes from.
Well, if you look at the very end, let's see. At the bottom of the first page, very top page, as usual, there's all these categories at the very beginning about income. Then the next section is expenses, and those are further explained in pages 2, 3, and 4. In other words, personnel costs are more explained in the middle of the second page. Administrative expenses. There's lots of categories, but here is the total in administrative expenses. So you've got the first section is income, then is this abbreviated explanation of the expenses, and we have to then put in also what we pay toward the national office for our central services. And that's where you end up with the net income or net loss. So the net income for this fiscal year was $22,281. That was what was budgeted. We fell short of that, or we, let me see, no, no, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we fell short, and we ended up with a difference on our budget of $91,732. This doesn't mean that we have overspent, we have lost money. This is in comparison to what we thought we might do.
All right, I'm not. I'm going to say that we're not going to get into the details of this. This is a very useful, unless somebody, you know, really wants to argue about it and so on. But this is a very useful, I think, Barbara, document that I think we'll all be using as we go along. And probably each meeting you should bring a bunch of copies in case somebody forgets theirs, because this is a great document. It's a great.
I have an even shorter version I'm going to give you.
Okay. All right. But, okay. So, and we're going to have the discussion of priorities coming up after we have the discussion of our report from KFCF. So unless there's any questions on what would be in a regular treasurer's report, I think we'll move on. Seeing no objection, Mel.
Good morning, Madam President. I would like to submit my written report as the item rather than discuss it unless there were some questions. Would that be appropriate?
I think that's what you sent out previously,
yes.
Correct? And it's been distributed. I don't know if for the recording, maybe you could just read it. Oh, you don't bring your reading glasses. I can read it if you want me to read it. All right. This is Mel's report.
This is Mel's report.
What? Thank you.
Yes, farmer. It's former.
Oh, okay. Oh, but I'm going to mispronounce names because I'm dyslexic and I cannot pronounce names. So the KFC Local Station Board seated their members at the January meeting with one new person being added, Mr. Vic
Bedoyan.
Vic was the station's former station manager and executive director. Mike Beavers was reelected president, Sue Kern vice president, Lenny Reeves secretary, and Jerry Bill as treasurer were also selected to serve. We had a major failure of our transmitter within the past 2 weeks and had to operate at less than 30% of capability. Through the efforts of our engineer, Rich Withers, we were able to patch up the equipment well enough to stay on the air. We also, we also put out a request to our listeners to help raise approximately $11,000 to replace the transmitter. Thanks to KPFA for the fast tracking, a check from the fund drive to help in the purchase of the new equipment. The board is still in pursuit of finding additional funding to help maintain staff and equipment. We have reduced the staff by one, and the station manager has volunteered to take a pay cut to help keep the station on the air. Our prayers and thoughts go out to our fellow member, Mark Hernandez, who recently lost his mother and has been hospitalized last week. Mel Sanders, KFCF rep, who is not saying this because he doesn't have his reading glasses, for the record. Right. Thank you, Mel. Any questions or comments? Back to Barbara. Okay.
Well, no, it's the next item.
Oh no. A. Right. No, we've got the important item A in old business. And Samsara, I think you had put something on the record via the email. Do you want to put that formally into the meeting? Don't forget to use the mic.
I am looking for the actual text of my email. I'm not finding it right now, but I'll just wing it. That'd be great. Just so I don't miss any points, I'd appreciate it. Thank you much. So I just, oh dear, a little tiny type. I have glasses and I still, okay. So I want to have clarity around, you know, to me, how this kind of came to be, it kind of happened in a very jumbled, quick way. And my brain wasn't following it. And so, but what I came away with that was a general desire to have a presentation of this film, which I certainly agreed with. And I definitely, following up with my desire to help with issues of potential racism and allegations thereof, when I was connected with Mr. Siegel, saw this as a general, you know, just moving forward along the same lines. So there was talk of like the town hall, which I think is a separate issue than this, and we can ferret that out later. But what I am bringing to the table is a facilitation process around this film, Cracking the Code, which is an amazing film. It will be very, very helpful, and will present this topic in a way that I think will be keep maybe the incendiary nature of how this process has been done in the past to a minimum. The film itself is structured that way. I am very experienced in facilitating it, and I have a co-facilitator who is Nicola Torbett, who's agreed to come in and co-process it with me. The whole seeing the film is structured. It's about 70 some odd minutes long, but the film is viewed in chunks with breaks in between and discussion in between the flow of the movie. So I have stated facilitation goals as to deepen our individual and collective understanding of the system of inequality, develop our capacities to analyze racial injustice, and increase confidence to address the system of inequity by creating strong alliances and relationships to motivate change. I think it's important to kind of move away from the kind of individual, am I a racist conversations that I hear going on. And that's what's great about this film is that it does address that, but it also looks at a greater context with regard to systemic issues and how when a body is making decisions, maybe increasing our emotional intelligence around how certain decisions will affect people who don't look like me. So I put that forward, and if we can have that as being part of next board meeting, I think that would be very helpful. My suggestion is to not have it be an open thing, to just have it be for the board. It could be a thing that springboards into the fodder for a town hall, which I think would be great for the community, restore trust in KPFA. I think there will be many members of the community will be very happy to know that KPFA is taking agency on this matter and would show up, and we could, you know, it would be a nice nexus of healing that could come from this board. But I think first steps first is to for the board to kind of have this conversation together in a way that's not triggering and incendiary. And that would be my goal in facilitating it.
Hello. Yes, so I want to make a motion that the LSV adjourn the March board meeting, which is next month, and go into a board training session, as she, Samsara, is suggesting, on race and diversity. And that I want to propose that immediately following the training session that the board have a town hall meeting open to the public to discuss issues in the community regarding race and diversity.
Do you have a time frame for any of those?
So what could happen is the board would adjourn and have the training and then reconvene at about, I guess, 4 o'clock. If you adjourned at 1 o'clock and had a re-adjournment at 4 o'clock and then had a town hall meeting until 6 o'clock?
Okay, so that's your proposal. That's
yes.
That's a motion.
Right,
is there a second?
Motion.
Okay. Mal, and then Ramses, then Samsara. Okay. And Paula. Okay. Frank. Mal, let me get this. Mal, or who's doing the list for me? Mal, Ramses, I think Samsara, Frank, Paula, Frank, Cynthia, David. Is there anybody who has who isn't on the list? Okay. Mal.
Yeah, I just want to get the timing correct.
All right, there are 2 minutes speak, and Ramses is our timekeeper.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I can do it for now.
Okay. My point is, I suppose, that I am averse to going into any of these sessions, discussions, town hall, whatever, with the assumption that KPFA is some kind of a racist institute. I've been around racism and its appendages since the 50s, even the 40s. And it's very easy to dub something racist without having much backup. So I would like to go into this with the assumption that
KPFA is no more racist. What? Did I turn it off? No.
Is that working?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it is a little rude. Okay. Anyway, I would like to approach the subject with the assumption that KPFA is no more racist than any other situation in our world. And if there's going to be any accusations against KPFA, they be done in closed session and in such a way that we can hear the accusations and perhaps judge them. To this date, I've been hearing a lot of sub rosa discussion about KPFA, but nobody has brought me any facts, so I'm simply not ready to make the assumption that somehow or other KPFA, even with the managers that we've had, or lack of them, hasn't done anything for the last three or four years.
Ramses.
Is this on? Thanks. Here we go. No, time myself. I'm for the motion. I'm for doing this. I saw that in Samsara's email from yesterday. You said you need a 2.5 minutes or something? I don't know if maybe you meant 2.5 hours. I think maybe we can fine-tune a little bit the time frame. I like the idea of adjourning early. Maybe that could give us time, some of us who like to get lunch, to go really quick and come back. Maybe do like a 10-15-minute break, especially if we're going to have members of the public who might want to be here for it, because we'll be in an adjourned mode. Show the film, reconvene at 4 sounds good. I think we'll need to find a different place because here we can only be here till 4, so that'll be a task to find another place. Now, in regards to the reason for this, I hear what a lot of people are saying, you know, regarding the issue, and because I know it's a difficult issue to take on, but I think this one proposal at least recalibrates all of us to start to have a beginning point for all of us together to then know what to do next, right? We're not saying we're going to address racism. We're not saying we're going to, you know, find who's racist or what is and what isn't. You know, it's just some creation of some potential safe space for all of us to talk about the issue. And then from there, we can see where we're at and continue a path, you know, where we want to go next. So I like the idea. I'm for it. So I want to just see how we can fine tune the time frame and also find the location, and then we should move forward and do it.
Samsara.
Okay, I just want to say I have a bit of a hearing impediment, and it's new in my life, so I'm trying to get used to having it and being engaged in public spaces with it. What I thought I heard of this, the addition to this proposal, I'm assuming, or a suggestion around adding the town hall, unless I'm misunderstanding something, I don't support it. I think that it's important to have this process, if we're going to do it and do it well, just have it stand alone. And the town hall is another matter. It's involving the public and should be given its own space and time. And it's its own special and important process. Two very distinct processes, by the way. And so a lot of the problem that I've seen has happening around KPFA and race is a lot of half measures or hurried measures or jarring measures. And I'm wanting to encourage a gentler, non-judgmental, non-reactive approach to this matter. I agree. The issue of racism here at KPFA is not different than anywhere else in this country, meaning that it's here and it's present. It's affecting people. It's affecting people of color greatly. And it's affecting well-intentioned people who are not of color who are having a hard time. I see you. So, yeah, I'll on at a time. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm going to do a chair thing before I go to Paula, then Frank, then Cynthia, then David. What we have is a motion after, you know, you had your proposal, and Tina put in a motion, which is very similar, by the way, to the proposal that Andrea characterized as a motion at the end of last meeting, which was the two-part thing. And what as to be taken together. Now, and Tina has raised it as taken together in terms of the day, but not in terms of the same time, of course, that they're not conflated. And so I'm just making some observations about where we are. that's where we are. Paula.
Okay, yeah, so I just wanted, I agree with Samsara. To me, it seems like it's crowding too much in right after, you know, the movie and our feedback and discussion. Is that working? That it's the town hall should be at a different time. Also, I would like to know from Samsara just how much time she feels is necessary for the film and the discussion and all the feedback. So just to get the time frame down more. And then, so if we are here after 4 o'clock, we can't be. So... Right. So then we would end our crack the code and the discussion at 4 o'clock, and then we'd leave. And I was just curious, like, how much we paid to be here, and I was thinking maybe I'll call the Finn Hall and see if we could ever use that.
You,
There's a whole bunch of things you said there. Okay. Frank.
Hello. I'll start by saying I think it used to be 3 minutes, but there's a lot going on. I agree with your thing, but I feel like these two have the same thing. I'd like to separate them. Personally, I come out like about 9 a.m. to meet with my other group mates, and to do it like till 6, I wouldn't get home till that'd be like a 15-hour day almost for me, 12 something. But I think there are two separate things too, but I really would like to do them both. I'd also like to know maybe we could start earlier, you know, the process and be done it for with our discussion and everything else. So maybe a little bit earlier time. I think everyone's talking about the time frame. I'd also like to know how much time we have when the budget talks will start. So if this is going to take a lot out of our budget talks, because I have some stuff that, you know, looking at the budget, we're all going to be proposing stuff or whatever. So I just wouldn't want to cut in on time for discussion about the budget. I'd also think it might be a good idea if whoever the general manager is should be part of this film showing, or do you guys disagree? I don't know. That was just something I'd like to know. And then the town hall, like, how big is that going to be? So if it's separate, if we do make it separate, like Andrea's proposal, I think is a good thing for it. I mean, how big is it going to be as a public thing? Are we going to have PSAs? Are we going to be inviting people, listeners, all that? So that's why I feel like it should be two separate things too. So we can really get, like she said, do them both correctly and not have to be out all day for the whole thing. But I'm still for doing them. Either if it comes out either way, I'll still do it. But it'd just be a long day. But I feel like it'd be a good way to separate things. And the budget. I feel like why not open session when he talked about a little bit of the closed session. I think this is something that needs to be an open session, whether it regards KPFA, the listener-sponsored station. It's their station. They should hear it. So that would be my last thing.
Okay. Wait a second. Everybody's saying, Carol, can I? What do you want? Okay, let's clarify the time limit on speaking. It's 3 minutes, correct?
Yeah.
2 minutes. What?
3 minutes generally, but 2 minutes because we're on motion.
Is that correct? Is that our understanding that it's 2 minutes on motions and 3 minutes generally? Is that right? Wait a minute. Are you talking about this?
What we did on this motion was to say 2 minutes on this motion as distinct from the three-minute rule that we normally have for speakers.
I don't think we voted that. So I think it's really...
we did once as well.
We did? Okay, we did. Okay, we set a three-minute limit.
But then there are special times where we might say something different.
Yes, but we didn't do that this time. We didn't vote... We set it for all meetings for 3 minutes.
Yes, but at the beginning of this, the discussion on this motion, the chair said 2 minutes, and everyone said okay. So that's what time we've been using, 2 minutes.
I recall saying that, but I did. Okay, wait. Okay. Relax. We're so far ahead. Don, breathe. Okay. Cynthia is next. And it's 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yes, 2 minutes. Well, first of all, there seems to be so many details around this. I love the motion, but I think we do have to at least have separate things because it would be way too long a meeting for most of us people, and especially those who come from Fresno. I'd just like to suggest maybe we have a task force, and maybe for the March meeting, I think we have a lot of issues to deal with. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure we can always do a couple hours over at the BFUU, but I think for the public forum, we have to do a lot of thinking about where it is, an Oakland church, maybe the Harrison Street Church where Nicola is or something like that. So I think we should have a meeting sometime of a task force, and maybe we can contact Samsara and Tina and after this meeting, and go forward from there for the public forum. We shouldn't make too many assumptions about KPFA being any different than the rest of society.
David,
that's why we're doing this.
And then Tina.
Am I next? I also agree with both parts of the proposal, and I agree with the, what seems to be a consensus that they should not be on the same day. In particular, our next meeting is March 1st on a Saturday. Is that correct?
Second Saturday.
Oh, it's March 8th. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's how I feel about it.
Tina.
Should be separated, I think, the questions.
Okay, so can I amend my motion? And can I amend my motion? Because I think that first order of special business is the budget, which is already set that we do this at 1 o'clock. And so I want to change my amendment, my proposal, or my motion, that after that, which is at 2 o'clock, that we adjourn the meeting and we go into a training session for the board on race and diversity, facilitated by board member Morgan and her co-facilitator. And that's the next meeting. And then to maybe have a committee talking about what type of town hall meeting there should be and the venue and the focus of it. And I also want to change it to make it not just about KPFA, but also just to talk about the community in general and whatever issues regarding race and diversity that need to be brought forth in the community. So that's what I want to change it to.
Well, you can change your amendment. Write it down. And who seconded it?
I did.
Okay. Is that agreeable to you, Lewis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we're discussing something which is now that the March meeting adjourn, although I think it's a little more than 2 hours. So let us understand that there's a legal question that Margie raised and that Brian addressed. So let's put that in the mix. Margie said that her understanding is that that there are FCC rules or something about board meetings and being open, and that you can't have board meetings that are closed, and that trainings can be meetings, and that they could be barred by the FCC rules. Mm-hmm. Brian says that because we're a nonprofit, that those rules are different for us because those are FCC rules to prevent profit nonsense going on behind closed doors, cloaked in other terms. If Margie is correct and we have to have this as an open training, then what we will do is we will have it as part of the agenda, and we will have it, and our agenda ends at 4. So even though we have a standing thing at 1 o'clock, I think it will mean that we will transition to the training, the open training, at 1:30, so that there's 2.5 hours set aside. If Brian is correct, and that we are entitled to have a closed training, and that because this is a topic we want to have open, clear discussions where we don't feel like we're being recorded and so on, which would contribute to a better open discussion, then we will adjourn at 2, and we will go until 4:30 in the training. So we'll take a 15-minute break, and we'll go till 4:45 in our training. What? Well, we can go to another place. So wherever it is that we are, we'll find a place where that is, and that. What we're also saying is there'll be a subcommittee that will have a discussion about a town hall meeting on the issue of race that includes KPFA, but is not narrowly focused on KPFA, but is sponsored by KPFA.
Do I have that correct? Okay. Samsara, I'm going to give you special rights to speak now, even though you're not in order, but because of your position on this. Then Barbara, Ramses, and David, are you? Okay. Paula, and okay. Samsara.
So firstly, I don't want to be specially out of order, so if something else, I didn't recognize I was breaking the order,
okay.
So we can honor the order as
okay,
it was going
perfect.
Forward.
Ramses.
Yeah, I just want to add that I can look into a space from my union to see if we can use that space and then not worry about the ending time. Because I know I can probably get keys to close one of our two possible offices near Lake Merritt BART station. And so I can get back to you all by email later this week when I find that availability. And the other thing I want to say is to add to this, when I was on the public committee in San Francisco, the Shelter Monitoring Committee, as a government, local government entity or committee, there was that rule. I remember that we couldn't have quorum. Members of that committee could not meet together in the same place with quorum, or it would have to become a meeting, right? And then if we didn't announce it, then it would be like an illegal meeting and so on, right? But that was, from what I recall a couple of years ago, that was specific to local government. So I think folks are right that it does not apply to a nonprofit organization. And I know for my union, we have big board meetings. Oftentimes, many of us on the board will meet at a rally, at the strike line or so, and we don't fall under that same rule or law that we have to call for a meeting because of that, right? Because we're also similar to a nonprofit entity, we're a private entity, so we're not government. So I would agree that we should be okay with that, but we can double check if folks feel concerned, you know, before now and the next meeting.
Okay. David.
Well, I don't know if this is still applies, but Frank had made a suggestion that we could start earlier in order to end at 4. But maybe we could leave in the hands of some capable person to make this decision.
We have an executive committee that's actually been operating. Paula, then Samsara.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that the town hall meetings on the role of the board is that it's twice a year they're to be conducted, and for the hearing the listeners, their views, their needs, and their concerns. That's what our role as the board, our mission, yeah, the role of the station board is. So to hear them and get their concerns and their needs, just to clarify that. And then the other thing I mentioned in an email to Samsara is everybody should take a lunch so they don't get hypoglycemic.
Samsara.
Yes, yeah, so along those lines, and I want to get clear, I know that there's a urgency around having a discussion around the budget, and that's certainly very important. This issue is important as well. But we don't have, again, want to be a bit more abundant with the time, and we don't have to do this in March. The film facilitation can take place in April. March, we can go ahead and have the budget, take care of it, do what we need to do there. We have ample time to set up and have a really good discussion within the time frame of our usual board meeting in April and not have to
Let me just tell you, if your conception mm-hmm. of the budget stuff were right, that would be terrific, and then we could do that. But actually, because it is the one thing that we are really tasked with some responsibility and authority on, mm-hmm. it is a continuous, ongoing, constant developing discussion that goes on every meeting. And actually, I think it was the December meeting, we set up some kind of plan to take us through this so that we each month were doing a piece so that when we got close to the time when we had to make the actual decisions that we were all more conscious of what we were doing and moving together. So April will also have a chunky
will
time.
I'm imagining that continuing to put it off kind of makes it like a boil that needs to explode more and more, right? So if there's some time that it's been given, you know, most of a board meeting in March, will it relieve some of the pressure for a conversation moving forward or no?
Well, what we're doing is we're going to have a discussion today. We're going to have a discussion in March. We're going to have a discussion in April. We're going to have a discussion in May. And each as we go along. And so, no, it's not a festering boil. Knock on wood.
Good.
Knock on wood.
Or more, not festering, but pressure to get to it, pressure to make decisions. You know.
So, but... Well, you'll get on the list. You really? Oh, okay. Anyway, I think that we still, what we will have is a discussion before we have the break. Mm-hmm. And it will be taking place at 1 o'clock because that's when it is supposed to take place. But we could start it before 1 o'clock, and it could continue into 1 o'clock. And then we could be done by it by 1:30, and then we could have 2.5 hours for the discussion that you're facilitating. Does
that work? That would be really optimal. I really want this to be a loving process. I really want people to have that time to get some lunch and to be in their bodies and be present. You know, it's not a thing that I want folks to be like dreading. I mean, and it's to help and heal. I mean, that's the point. That's the point and purpose.
Okay.
So 2.5 hours would be nice.
Okay. And so let's. I know I'm taking out acting as chair, talking about next month's agenda. And so we will start at 11, but we will start the conversation on the budget. Let's put the conversation on the budget next month to start at 12:15. I mean, see, look at it right now. It's like 12:25. We've had lots of discussion. We could be going into the budget discussion at 12:15. And then we could be done around 1:15. We could take a 15-minute break. And then we could reconvene either in an executive session or in an open session, depending on what the Margie Bryan understanding of the thing is. And still adjourn at 4. Okay. So, Craig, Barbara, somebody, Mel, Craig.
I guess I was just trying to figure out the agenda timing. I just want to remind people that in December we did vote for these times certain, for 1 o'clock, and the purpose was to allow listeners foreknowledge of when these items, the budget items, would come up for discussion. But I guess I'm just thinking about the mechanics of putting the agenda together. So... Okay, well, I'll consult with you then.
Yeah, but you're so funny when you. I just want to comment on the town hall concept. And. It's true, we haven't been living up to the bylaws about it for years. It's not just those of us on this board having put it off. And I think that we've all been dealing with the fact that this body is a very large group. In order to have efficient meetings, it's kind of difficult. And I think that... what I understand happened with the attempt to have large town hall meetings was also very difficult. And the desire that has been expressed by Andrea Pritchett and others to have discussion and kind of free-form discussion, open discussion, even including members of the audience about our budget in the LSB meetings, to my mind, was a way to have mini town hall-type meetings. And I felt as though this is a way for us to kind of ease into how do you manage meetings like this, where people, it's a wide open subject. I mean, you may have one general topic, but there's lots of things that are going to come up. And so I feel as though we are, by setting this schedule as we did in December, that we're going to have time set aside for these topics that are more open discussion than the Roberts rules kind of thing. I think this is a good process for us and would help us learn how to have these kind of discussions.
Okay. Mel.
Tina Lewis. Yes, I just had a question, Madam Chair, on the time that we start. Is there a certain reason, specific reason why we start at 11? I'm new, so I come
beats
from the
me.
Farthest. So.
I'm new, too. Beats me.
Oh, just
so that you can travel, maybe.
That's the only reason?
Why, you want to start earlier?
I would think that, you know, if it's something important that we need to take care of, we could, you know, it's not that big of a sacrifice to get here a few hours earlier.
All right, well, we'll put that in the hopper as we go forward, and at the end of the meeting we can decide what time we're going to start next month. How's that? I've got Tina and Lewis. Tina says Lewis first.
So can I amend my motion again and move that the LSB adjourn the March board meeting after the special order of budget business is complete and go into a board training session facilitated on race and diversity utilizing the film and adjourn at 4 o'clock and that a subcommittee be formed to discuss and make recommendations in accordance to the bylaws regarding town hall to the board.
Well, I'd offer a second to that, and I'd also say that of the subcommittee, I would volunteer to deal with the logistics and all the other matters that have to do with. I think also the idea of having a film in the beginning would be good for the town hall meeting to set the tone of how we go forward in the meeting. And what the meeting is about, and I would be on a committee who choose maybe the film that would you think was appropriate.
Okay.
So I volunteer for that and second that motion.
Okay, Mel, did you have your hand up, Mel?
I just wanted to maybe suggest that rather than calling it a training, call it a workshop, because training kind of seems like, you know, maybe a bit. There may be some folks that might not like that idea.
Okay, workshop. Is that good for you? A healing workshop.
Yeah, there you go.
All
right.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, let's vote. What do you think?
Yes.
Okay. Call the question. He did. So, what we're voting on is a motion to, at the March meeting, after the conclusion of the budget session, have a adjourn. Well, we're going to either adjourn or have, depending on the law, a workshop on race. Facilitated by Samsara and a colleague, utilizing the film called, and it just went out of my head, cracking the code to last approximately 2.5 hours with a target of adjourning at 4. So we're going to deal with the agenda issue. Okay. And form a subcommittee of the LSB to discuss a town hall meeting in the near future on the issue of race, period. Okay. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion unanimously carries, as usual, is our habit now since December, to have endless unanimous proposals. Okay. Does anybody want to say who wants to be on that committee? We know Lewis does. We just want to know who wants to be on the committee, and then people can we'll have Samsara be, and I presume Margie, who's not here, will probably want to be part of that too, since she stepped forward before. But in any case, so Samsara will be the point person to receive the emails on who wants to be on that committee. Do you want to be the convener of the town hall thing, or do you really want a discussion and later to figure out who's the convener of that?
Feel more clear about focus and how that's putting on, you know, having a, I'm hearing feedback here that I would want to definitely talk through and move forward from there. So conversation and planning committee.
So you'll be a point person for that?
No problem, yes.
Okay. All right. So people who want to be part of that will be in touch with Samsara. David, we're clear. We're finishing up this section of the, yeah.
I don't know if this is the right place for it, but I would like to propose that the executive director of Pacifica be specifically invited to our April meeting, to attend our April meeting to answer some questions that we have and to hear, you know, report from her about the state of Pacifica. And, of course, if she can't make it in the April meeting, that would have to be negotiated. But I'm trying to get some kind of motion on this so it doesn't just get put off, you know, forever.
Is there a second? Okay. Is there any discussion?
Frankly, that should be under new business, but if the chair's going to entertain it, yes, we should just do it and not spend time talking about it.
Unfortunately, there was one session where she finally did come after many invitations. And I don't know whether we still have the report that she turned in, but maybe in the meantime, new members could know what that report was. Didn't she turn in? Oh, yes. It was an executive session, but there was a printed up report, right? Anyway, we could look. We even for new members of the LSB?
Just to respond to Barbara's question, there was a report that she did not bring to the meeting. The meeting, she, I don't recall the month. This was, I believe, in fall. But it was, she came, we had a discussion in executive session. She brought summaries of the report of the workplace investigation, but did not circulate them at the meeting. There was a decision by the board to make those available to board members in the station. Anybody who wanted to view them, right? So that's just to answer your question.
Anyway, there's a motion on the floor to invite her to come back and so forth, and so I think okay, there's a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Another unanimous. We're on a roll.
Go ahead, Hammer.
Okay.
We're all
okay. I think we are now to Barbara. Again, here, Barbara. Again. Do we all have our homework papers?
No.
Oh, sorry, never mind. Never mind.
Is what do you want to spend KPFA's money on?
You want this?
Yeah.
No.
I do. I know. I'm passing out some more things here. One, take one and pass it on. When we...
Wait a minute. Now, I'm noting we're supposed to have 60 minutes discussion here, and it is now 12:36.
And here's another one.
Craig is saying we should take a 10-minute break. Do we want it? Okay, well, let's take a 10-minute break. Okay.
So couldn't we go to continue with old business and address yes. B and address C?
Yes. You're totally correct.
And then go?
Yes, but Barbara just passed out. We're supposed to have this discussion at 1 o'clock, and it is not 1 o'clock, and we're supposed to go there for more old business stuff. But are we going to take the break now?
Yes.
Let's take the break now. 10 minutes.